Blog Talk Radio.
Toll Entertainment Studio. It's The Lounge with your host, Miss Stevie.
Hey, it's fine, guys. What's up?
Doing well. I believe you have your guest in the house already. Why don't you take it away?
Yes, I do. Welcome, Mr. Alsey, for coming back onto The Lounge.
Hello, folks. I thoroughly appreciate the invitation. I figure it's been about a couple of months since we've last spoken, and it's about time that we get reacquainted with one another, see what's going on from coast to coast in this wonderful world of independent wrestling. Stevie, Sign Guy, Dimitri, I'm not sure whoever's there, but all of you, hello again, and I hope your 2013 has kicked off with a bang.
It has kicked off with a bang, actually. we've got Carrie Brummage on, and we've got Sinai. So
QT as well.
Oh, and QT. Hey, QT.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, it is good to have me on. Yes, it's your privilege.
Well, it's good to hear that the crew's all intact. There's been a few developments here over the East Coast, over at the Renegade Wrestling Alliance. I like to share them with you all. I want to tell you first and foremost, yours truly, his management career seems to have taken a bit of a turn for the worse, to say the least. As we were gearing up to bring the gold home at Christmas Chaos, all three of my boys fell short, to be honest. Vincenzo Abruzzi and Chris Cruz could not get on the same page, could not stay on the same page, or stick to any particular sort of strategy while they were going for the top strap. And suddenly that's my fault, but that's a horse of a different color. And sadly, my original client, Damian Black, well, he was an I Quit match, and it was a no-disqualification I Quit match, and up against our light heavyweight champion, Amanda Fox, she basically strangled him out with a folding chair. So the young lad had no choice but to tap out, and, well, Rossi and company, we came up short that night, to say the least. Wasn't too fun.
You gotta hate those nights, but I'm sure Bobby Rossi and his boys are gonna make 2013 all about them.
Well, you know what, Stevie? That's where you're mistaken. The boys and I, seems as though we have are taking different paths. One of the developments at RWA, let's take things away from, you know, my own, you know, personal mishaps or what have you. At the RWA, we've been struggling to get ourselves into a new training facility. And, 2013 for us has started off with a bang, as we've actually found a new facility in Providence. We've moved the ring in there, and we've already had ourselves a couple of tapings, a house show there, and christened the new place. And so far, it's gone off rather well. The place is still pretty homely looking, needs a whole lot of TLC and elbow grease. But we're hoping that by the springtime, the RWA Chop Shop, as we like to call it, will be up to par, up to snuff, and be looking pretty enough to put on camera. At our first taping that we had at the Chop Shop, Chris Cruz was, as a matter of fact, he was in a singles competition up against terrific Tommy Trainwreck of the Minutemen. They're a tag team out here in our neck of the woods. I'm not sure if you folks have heard of them or not. I know they stay present on the internet, what have you. Chris again came up short. We kept it clean. I kept it clean. He kept it clean. But it was a clean loss. And afterwards, he and I, we had some words. I let him know how I felt about him and Vincenzo's performance at Christmas Chaos. Damien, he had a folding chair around his neck. I mean, you know, it's either tap out or pass out. He had no other choice. But those two took it upon themselves to go into business for themselves. And they didn't stick to the plan. You folks, you hosted it. You hosted it. You were there. You heard us all talk about how we're going to approach the situation. And that didn't quite happen. I'll be honest with you, Stevie, Sign Guy, Terry, QT, all of you, House of Cards fell apart. And the two of those sons of bitches, well, they attacked me. They attacked me on a New Year's assault at our first show at the Chop Shop there. So, I don't know if I'm going to be managing for a while, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, wow. Quite the development over there. My goodness.
Yeah, well, you try to keep the boys in line, and they sort out their own plans. So I wish the best of them, the luck. You know, they decide they want to go their own as a tag team, and that's fine. I wish the best for Damian Black. I don't necessarily wish the best for them. was the best with Damien. And shame on me for trying to expand Rossi and Company. Damien and I were doing just fine. But I got greedy. And that's why I messed up. That's why I screwed the pooch. I started to get greedy. I wanted all the gold for the Renegade Wrestling Alliance. And that's why things fell apart. I blame myself.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope, you know, you get back into the fold of things and you learn from, you know, the mistakes you believe you've made and make 2013 better.
Well, thank you for that, Stevie. I appreciate that. You know, looking back at things, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20. I look back at things and it's been a learning experience, to say the least. And, you know, not to say that I wouldn't consider management again. I mean, first off, I would definitely manage Damien again. You know, the young man certainly needs guidance in his personal life as well as, and not maybe so much in the ring. He's really come into his own into the ring. But as far as, like, the public relations and everything else surrounding the situation, he really does need someone kind of keeping him on an even keel. And there are other guys that I would manage, but at 2013, and the first half of it at least, Stevie, you know, I've been talking with the folks at the RWA, talking with the folks over at the Force Wrestling Network, and it seems as though there's a different role for me. It seems as though that when the folks are more serious about what they want to put out for their product, and it seems as though that they're really trying to take a new direction with their television show. And they feel as though that I'm the guy to kind of coax that into fruition, as they say. And, well, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I think I'm going to take the opportunity. That nothing's final yet, but talks have been had, deliberations have been made, and I'm thinking it's a path for me. You know, I love this sport. I love the spectacle, and I'll never turn away from it. But for right now, I don't think I could be ringside. Not after what had happened.
That's perfectly understandable, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with going into different aspects of this great sport. I know, fine guy, you've done just about everything, practically. You know?
I like
and,
to be versatile.
You know, and I'm hoping to see what other opportunities I can learn from within the coming years. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's definitely nothing wrong with pulling back from being at ringside and seeing what else you can do.
That's kind of the approach that I'm looking at. Like, I can't look at this 8-month stretch, the 7-month stretch, 7 or 8 months it was within management. I can't look upon it as a failure. You know, and most people say, oh, well, you went to manage those guys and you didn't have any sort of title reign. You know, Damien actually held the junior heavyweight championship, I think for like 2 days or something of that. You know, it was a very short reign. So, I mean, a lot of people say that, oh, Rossi and Company fell short, and we did. But I don't look upon it as a failure. It was certainly a learning experience, and at this point, it is the time that, you know, to remain versatile. I agree with Sign Guy. I think if you want to expand, I think if you want to stay relevant, if you want to stay fresh, you have to be versatile. You have to be able to adapt to a new surrounding, be able to bring in a new sense of change. And we definitely want to show the folks here in our own neck of the woods that the Renegade Wrestling Alliance is not playing around. We have a good time. We have a great time at our shows. Everyone has a blast, and there's never any you know, seedy, heinous shit happening afterward. But about what we do and about how we host our shows, we're very serious. So at this point, it's time for us to take the direction of being really polished in what we do in our video presence to invite and try to expand more on bringing for our live draw. So management right now, not to put it on the back burner, but I got my hands in something. I'm that kind of guy. I have to be meddling with something. I can't just sit still.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of guys, you know, most people are like that. Yeah, you know, and that's not bad. That's, you know, definitely idle hands cause issues. So, you know, as long as you're still doing something that you're enjoying, that's definitely, sounds like that's the way to go for right now.
Overall, I love wrestling. I love the Renegade Wrestling Alliance, and you know, I'll never really officially part ways. You know, these folks, they always stay true to what, you know, what they believe in. And February 9th, actually, over here in Rhode Island, Smithfield, Rhode Island, we're actually hosting another benefit event. Forget exactly the year. Forgive me. I think it's been 11 years now. There was a nightclub fire here in Rhode Island, in West Fork, Rhode Island. It's a station nightclub. A band was playing, and there was a pyrotechnics incident, mishap, which basically led to a nightclub fire, and it was a tragedy. Many people were trapped inside of the nightclub as it was burning. And it's an event that really changed the nightlife scene here in Rhode Island. Live performers, musicians, really kind of held, not under scrutiny, but everything changed after that. I mean, in the long run, it changed for the better because, you know, things were more up to code and what have you, but it affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and it's something that we don't really forget or take lightly here in the state. So that's one benefit that we're having, again, that's Saturday, February 9th, and yours truly will be commentating and announcing for it. So, you know, the same time as what this company does, and that's what they're all about. I can't let, like I said, my own little personal mishaps set me back. You know, these folks are doing great things out here. They've really got their production under in solid development, and I can't help but help in any way possible. You know, I invite you folks to watch the show, if and, you know, when we post it and such, we'll all invite you to the event. I know it's tough for you to get out to Rhode Island from Washington State, but that's what we're up to for now. So those have been the basic developments in RWA and in the nebulous world of Bobby Ross.
Wow, well, that's an excellent cause that you guys are going to be helping with in February. That's, you know, I love hearing independent companies working for a better cause. You know, money's tight in this leg of the industry, you know? And companies working, you know, working for better causes and giving that money out towards, you know, better things, you know, is always good to hear. So that's, you know, awesome that you guys are doing that. I think you might have been doing a benefit show last time you were on, too. So, you know, it sounds like you guys do that as often as possible. So it sounds like a great company you guys are running out there.
We do what we can, and we do what we love, and we feel blessed to be able to do both. So giving back is just our way of just kind of paying it forward and, you know, staying true. The show Christmas Chaos that we had before this was actually one of our first large-scale for-profit shows, if you will. It was a show that we ran for us. It wasn't a benefit event. And we were actually the charity, if you will, and it helped us basically put the deposit down for our new training facility. Seeing as how this is a community thing, and that's what it'll always be. We just want to, you know, help out in the community however best we can. You know, we stay true to what's relevant. You know, I'm not quite sure what the next charity is that we'll be working with, but I know this one event isn't like, you know, a one-off thing. This is actually something that we'd like to do continuously because the foundation. There's a foundation of people that are basically looking to put some sort of memorial at the site of the incident. You know, the entire building has since been torn down, and it's just a vacant lot, and it's really barren. It's really an eyesore. So, I mean, there's been talks about turning it into a park or putting up some sort of memorial statue, but something needs to be done. And, you know, these folks are having all sorts of different benefits, benefit events for themselves to raise funds for their foundation, for what they'd like to do. So we feel as though it's a great way to help out. You know, hey, we're the RWA, this is what we do. We'd like to do this again sometime. You know, so I think with things like that, it's only going to strengthen what we've worked so hard to build at this point. You know, it's about wrestling, it's about having a good time, but it's all about community and family, too. Without your family, without your community, where's the show? You know?
Exactly. You know, you've got nothing without the fans. So, it's said all the time, you know, there's, you know, it's said all the time by the talent that they wouldn't be anywhere without their fans, and I, you know, think that holds true for, you know, obviously that holds true for the companies as well. You know, when the companies, as a company, don't necessarily announce that too often, but same goes for them. You know, you wouldn't be anywhere without the community that comes to the show.
And that's just it. You know, so we're looking forward to having this benefit event, making it one of several. We've got things lined up in the spring for our spring premiere event, RWA Dynasty. I'll tell you, I mean, overall here in the East Coast, like I said, there's a lot of smaller surrounding houses, other independent companies, and more of them have been working in tandem with us. A lot of folks have had their eyes on what we put together for a show, and they want to be a part of it. More of our younger guys are getting experience at some of these other seasoned houses. They're getting the chance to network with some of these guys who are doing more traveling and putting their names in other places than, you know, than just their hometowns. And overall, it's been a good thing. Frankly, Chris Cruz and Vincenzo Abruzzi, it would be probably suited best if they'd gotten together and really taken the reins on it. But overall, honestly, I could find Vic in about 2 years, probably passed out in a bowl of pasta, and Chris Cruz most likely is going to be in jail. So I'll tell you right now, folks, the only place you're going to read about those two are on some really shitty headlines in the newspaper. That's all I want to say about that. Might be a little bit of sour grapes talking, but, you know, we want to talk about community and people overall. Those two are not good people and really aren't serving the community in any sort of way.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we don't have a problem with that on here, I hope, you know, they don't make those kind of headlines, you know, you would definitely know them better than we would, so, you know, but, you know, say, sour grapes are perfectly fine on this show. You know?
You take a gamble on some folks, Stevie. You take a gamble on some folks, and they end up just biting a flipping hand that feeds them. I took in those two boys like they were my very own. Like they were my own children. And I saw the good in them. I mean, they did a lot of bad, and there were some bad folks. They still are bad guys. But I saw the good in them. And you screw me once, hey, shame on you. But you screw me twice, shame on me. And no shame on me this time around, sister. I'll tell you that much. Not this time around. And I'm not going to let it soil my plans for what I've got in store for the RWA. The RWA needs just another touch of class. A host with pizzazz. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I kind of miss hosting. I miss hosting the events. That's really what I'm looking forward to doing. But that's enough about me. It's enough about what's going on around here. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, actually, speaking of your neck of the woods, I believe we have someone from your neck of the woods, from the 401.
All right,
401. you have anything to say about this, or are you just calling the doc to hang out?
Oh, they dropped the call. I believe Mr. Rossi intimidated him.
That's very possible.
To whoever may be listening, I invite any sort of rebuttal, any sort of commentary, any sort of response, reply. I have nothing to hide and will answer for anything and everything I have said. Believe you me. And that's no threat. That's no threat.
Well,
no threat.
And we've got plenty of time on this show, so even if after you have to leave, you know, Mr. Rossi, we'd still be happy to have anybody from the same area that wants to reply, you know, they're always welcome to call in. So,
and it looks like maybe we got him back from the 401.
401, are you on?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yep, you're on the show.
Yeah, actually, I'm calling from area code 401. But I'm originally from 201.
Oh. Well, welcome on to the show.
I want to know why Bobby Rossi keeps ducking me.
What? Why I keep ducking you? Wait, hold on a minute. I've never ducked anybody in my life. What the hell is this?
Mr. Bobby Rossi, you duck me so much. Every event we go to, I go after you. You run like a little girl. Do you know who it is now?
I've never run from a fight in my life. Buddy, you better own up to who the hell you are. I don't take kindly to this type of shit.
Mr. Rossi, you don't know who I am? And I'm calling you Mr. Rossi out of respect because we're on the air.
Well, please, introduce yourself for the rest of us. We're all very curious.
Mr. Rossi, I'm going to let Mr. Rossi do it. I'm going to give him a clue. 300 pounds, I ride a motorcycle, Mr. Rossi. Now do you know who it is from New Jersey?
Okay, all right. So, Jersey, I hear you, buddy. I got you loud and clear, brawler. Folks, what you are playing host to, you're playing host to the bastardized cousin of the Brooklyn Brawler. That's right, folks, the New Jersey Brawler is in the house, and I've never ducked you, pal. But, hey, when we made that bet, I was half. I was completely in the bag, and you know it, all right? I never bet on ball games, and I'm not paying you for that stupid bet I made on Denver. It's not happening. So if you really want to call out to this radio show and try to collect this debt, I'm not having it.
Well, Mr. Rossi, that's not the debt I'm collecting. I want the one inside that square circle. You keep ducking me.
You want to wrestle me?
Yeah, wrestle you.
Well, Jersey, let me tell you something, all right? I appreciate the flattery, in all honesty. But I, sir, am no wrestler. I am not an athlete. I am simply a personality. I try management. You saw how I fed in management. I mean, you were there, and making your jokes and telling me, the sandals fall apart. You were there pointing fingers the whole time. All right. So you know damn right well that I'm no wrestler. I have no business being in a wrestling ring.
Now, Mr. Rossi, you said you're no wrestler, right?
That's right.
Why do you go to the factory and work out?
Well, I mean, why am I going to work out? I mean, shit, none of us are getting any younger.
No. We're talking about
my blood pressure's going up right now, just speaking to you.
We're not talking about hanging and banging weights. We're talking about you getting in the square circle. I've been there watching you. You may not see me. But I see you, Mr. Rossi.
That's a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. Lurking in the shadows in the locker room and such. That's a little off-putting, to say the least.
I think that
who the hell gave you a key to the place? That's what I want to
know. Don't worry about who gives me what. Don't worry about who I know. And don't worry about my uncle, okay? I just want to know why you won't get in the ring with me and you run like a little girl. Last time I challenged you, you had Fat Boy California Chris Cruz trying to do something, but I surfed him right out. Fat Boy Vinzo Lucchesi, I sent him a plate of meatball and spaghetti. He was gone. So when no one was there to cover your back and I come up to you, you ran like a little girl down the street with a skirt.
Well, Jersey, I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, I'm 5'3", you're an intimidating guy. You just don't crawl up on someone's back like that and pending over my shoulder like an albatross. You know, number one. Number two, you know, that bet, you know, the Denver bet, we had to get that, you know, squared away. Sadly, we had to do this here on the air, but it needed to be done. And thirdly, and for the last time, I'm not a wrestler. I'm not getting in the ring and competing. I have no business being in any sort of wrestling card or any sort of wrestling event. Granted,
yep,
I do want to get my hands on Chris.
Yep.
I do want to get my hands on Chris Cruz. I do want my hands on Chris Cruz. But that's a more of a grudge thing. It's a fight. It doesn't belong in a wrestling.
You know what, Mr. Rossi? It's going to come down where you have, like, that playoff game when the Yankees go against Boston. But you know what the sad part is, Mr. Rossi? I'm going to let you know, let you on a little information. You know that White House that you live in? Oh, did I tell you the color of your house? I found out where you live, Mr. Rossi. You got two choices. Get in the ring with me, or you ain't coming out of the house no more. You understand that? The next time you come out of your house, it's going to be in a black bag.
Oh, well, but that's pretty intense, you guys. I don't know. This is getting heated. After we have a problem with that on the lounge. We've had fires on the lounge before, but, pretty intense talking about body bags.
Well, you know,
this
Mr.
is
Rossi,
the lounge. This is the lounge, Jersey. Jersey, hold on a minute. This is called the lounge. And, you know, we're all trying to relax and have ourselves a good time talk wrestling. You're over here talking about beating the bag out of me. Now I really don't take kindly to this kind of stuff. I can't believe how unprofessional you have been tonight and how much of a stain you're putting on the Renegade Wrestling Alliance as we speak. However, if you want a match with me, you really want a match with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you this. One of those times that they have the tapings at the Chop Shop, when I feel as though I'm ready, I'll let the board of directors know that I'll be willing to sign waivers and go into a wrestling match with you at the Chop Shop. So long as it's a dark match, because that really does not belong on video on camera. I'm not having that posted, but I'm not backing down from a challenge either.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mr. Rossi, and I said Mr. again. I'll put everything I own just for you to get in the ring, okay? Win or lose, you can take it off, but I just want you in the ring.
At this point, it's not a matter of possessions, Jersey.
Okay.
It's a matter of pride.
Good.
You've got my word on that.
Good. Because, you know, the guys at RWA, you got a lot of good talent there. You know, I mean, we can make a list, and there's guys that should be on the big teams, you know? But
absolutely.
I'm only after you.
Okay. All right, Jersey.
You know, because
okay.
I was actually thinking about taking a contract out on you and getting a couple of good talents in RWA to get in the ring with you.
We don't know. Well, you're talking about that kind of contract. Okay, all right.
No, contract in the ring. You know, put a little reward on your head, a bounty. Get the top guys from RWA to show me what they got. Just have you in the ring and watch you be humiliated. I get the top contenders in there.
If that's what it's going to take to redeem my good name at the Renegade Wrestling Alliance, then so be it. Sure.
You know,
2012, I was not myself. I was not myself, Jersey, and you saw it. You saw yours truly was really out of line, completely out of character. That's not how I came into the fold. I felt as though that's what needed to be done, and I got beside myself as understatement. But I'm looking to redeem myself now. 2013, new year, new beginning, new slate. Now it's the respect that I have to earn.
I'm just wondering, I mean, it was a bad year for you. I got to say that, really, really. I mean, no pun intended, but if I was Damian Black, I'd just keep a hood over my head. Good man, great, great wrestler. I'll take nothing away from that guy. Nothing away from him. His opponent, can't say nothing bad about her neither. Very good woman wrestler. But you know
Absolutely. What?
To get beat by a woman, Damian, keep my head down. But you're a good guy, Damian, and I've seen you. I've seen him in so many great matches. And, you know, phenomenal guy. Just the way he lost was unbelievable. And believe it or not, I'll admit it myself, I probably would have tapped out myself. It would have took a little longer. It would have took longer for me to tap out, but I probably would have. The way she had him, yes.
He trapped his head between, you know, the back part of the chair and the seat and pulled back on the seat right directly onto his Adam's apple. And for Christ's sake, you know, I'm glad we didn't end up with a busted larynx.
Yeah, you're true. True about that, you know. And at least he's not eating out of a feeding tube, so he should be lucky for that.
You know, and I'm sure he's going to take another stab at that junior heavyweight title. I mean, I kind of seem to have lit somewhat of a fire underneath his ass. He was always a hothead, and always will be. You know, that's one bit of Ajita that I don't miss. But he's got a lot of heart.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of gusto. He really wants it. Now that his personal life is a lot more stable, you know, he's had a reconciliation with the mother of his child. He sees his kid now. He's working full time. More promotions are looking at him. I'd be surprised if he didn't take another stab at that title, because now it means something. Now he's not just going out there blowing off steam, beating the snot out of whoever. You know what I mean? Jersey, I hope he goes for the title again. I just hope he goes about it in a smart way.
The only thing you did wrong, managing Chris Cruz and Vinny Vincenzo, you should have had him go for tag teams. That was your problem. You probably was going down that road, but you got two hotheads at the same time.
The tag team is a lot of development, and, you know, look, when I say I was out of character, I'm not going to hide from it. I politicked. I did what I had to do to put Cruz in as good of a spot as I could. I wanted him to have the belt. He defended his television championship up against two people at a triple threat at Legacy. And at Legacy, our director of competition hired me to host the event, which I did, and I was very happy to do. But I wasn't there to manage my boy. And he went up against two people, and that's where he lost that television championship to Mike Grasso. And we both decided that it was time to move on to bigger and better things. And I did what I did. I hired Vincenzo, and Vincenzo was simply supposed to be the patsy. Having been a former Triple Crown champion before, I figured him having good standing, he and Cruz competing up against one another, and actually faring well in that Chase the Champion match, which put them both in contention, gave us all the more chance of bringing the gold home. It was sleazy, it was two-faced, and it was a really, really lousy way to play the curtain, but hey, I believed in the kid, and that's why I did what I did, and that's why I messed up, you know?
See, Vinny already knew his moves when you approached him. See, that's my observation. He already knew what he was going to do. You can't take an ex-champion and put him with somebody who's going to be a champion that Vinny already hold that title with. So that's not going to work. So first of all, he's a wolf and sheep clothing. He's going to be a snake, and look what happened. It bit you. It bit you where you sat, Bobby Rossi. Tried to talk to you before, but you wouldn't listen. He'll try to talk to you. You don't want to listen. Well, you got bitten right where you sit, so you know what? Like I said to you before,
Those Italians tend to be thick-headed.
Hey. But you know what? Like I said, you got a lot of top talent in RWA. I mean, you got you know who one of my best I think talent there is T. Phoenix. I've never seen somebody, T. Phoenix, the man moves like a lightweight. And if you know who he is, just watch him. That's all I got to say. The man is up there. Oh, I love the man. I love him.
I've never in my life seen a 300-pound man do a Harankarana. I've never seen a 6'3", 300-plus-pound man get onto the top rope and do a perfect Swanton bomb. And folks, you know, over here at the lounge, we're not blowing smoke in your face, all right? I am telling you, I swear on a stack of Bibles, you go and you can look up the footage yourself.
You know, Bobby, I was just going to say that. I don't mean to cut you off. If they go to the website, they'd be unbelievable to see this man. And then, you know, just to do a bro kick, you know, unbelievable. But you still have all the talents there. You got J.P. Hansen. Oh, unbelievable talent right there. Mr. Gaga. You know, you can go on with him. The man is wonderful. You know, what a performer, you know?
A lot
and then
of good
you have
talent.
The Irish Warrior, you know. I wouldn't even want to go against the Irish Warrior. But you know what? Sometimes maybe trains got to hit, you know, collide. Then you got Mike Grasso. You keep going and going. There's so much famous talent there. People just need to watch the RWA on YouTube.
Good group of guys. Definitely a good group of guys. Great company. A lot of talent there. What gets me about them, Jersey, is the fact that, you know, say they run 10 shows throughout the whole year, 10 feature events, not tapings, but 10 feature events throughout the whole year. 8 of them, at bare minimum, will be for some sort of benefit. And these guys, they don't take it easy just because they're at a charity show. They put everything out on the line every single time they're in our ring. And, you know, that's the X factor. It really is. You know, that's what I love about this company. Apart from what they do in the community, it's you know, it's a bad stain what happened at the end of 2012, Jersey. But you know, I can't let it ruin my stride. Cause like you said, this company is just it's just a cat's ass. I can't say enough about it.
You got
I love
that.
The boys.
Well, I'm gonna let you go because I got things to take care of. But now you know I know the color of that house. You better think twice, Mr. Rossi. Time is ticking.
All right.
I'll tell you what. I may even be lighter. Maybe I just get a bigger man that moves like a lightweight to go after you. I wonder who that would be. And with that, Mr. Rossi, I'll see you around. White houses look good to me.
Take care of yourself, Jerry.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Somebody should have told me to drink more than coffee.
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen on the lounge.
This is true.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I was going to get challenged to any sort of matches tonight. I kind of just wanted to talk about what our newest developments were. Hey, that's kind of what it's like at the RWA. Anything can happen at any time. That's why they want to put together a good solid correspondence team to kind of follow all the news and updates and let the folks here in the community know what we're up to because you know, things change daily.
Well, you know, the lounge is a good place for that. We kind of, as you know, just kind of go with the flow here. So anything can happen on the lounge as well. So, you know. So it sounds like you guys coming onto the lounge is a good fit.
Well, I personally don't like to air out too much dirty laundry, but, you know, like it's a volatile group of guys with a lot of heart. I mean, you know, the New Jersey Brawler, this is a guy that, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he earned his stripes in the later 80s, early 90s. He did his thing out in Jersey, came up to Rhode Island, and was a part of the NEWA. Wasn't a champion, but he was a contender. And I'll tell you what, this guy at 48 years old still intimidates me. I mean, he's built like a brick shit house. He's massive. And the fact that he wants me in the ring, frankly, I'm glad I just signed up for medical coverage at the job. I'm not going to lie. Bob, I'm not backing down. No, sir,
no.
Bob, I'm not turning away from it. No. He'll see me at the chop shop
Never.
A lot more.
Well, good luck with that. You know, it definitely didn't sound like you were backing down. So, you know, you got an Iron Man for that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I do apologize for his interruption. You folks were going to tell me what was going on in your neck of the woods.
No, not at all. You know, we've had some changes here as well. And actually, I had my debut, and my ring debut this past Saturday. So, and actually, speaking of my foot matches, that's exactly what it was. So, I ended up losing as well, but, you know, I made my choice. I was mentally backed into a corner, and my opponent, Mr. Von Hess, played dirty and tricked me, and I said no. You know, I said I quit. So, you know, I got to live with that, but in my opinion, I didn't really lose. You know, he had to play dirty in order to win, so I really won. You know, so.
You know, it's a matter of, I mean, if anyone can throw out the rules of the game or try to change the rules of the game and manipulate it and end up coming off with a cheap win. Frankly, that's what I tried with Bruce Cruz and Vincenzo Abruzzi, and it didn't pan out for me. It seems to have panned out for your opponent, and frankly, you know what? That's not a win because he didn't abide by all the rules of the competition. He manipulated the competition, and I'm sure that's not going to be your only time in the ring.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. As you know, just as you said, you know, I'm not an in-ring performer. So, but you know, with my medical issues, it's not really feasible for me to be in the ring. But, you know, you never know. I'm, you know, just started in this business, and I've got many, many, many years left in the business, so you never know what will happen in the future. But as of right now, I'm going to take my loss and, you know, consider it at least a moral victory.
There you go. Here's a way to look at it.
You know, focus back on my client. I just lost a client as well, so our team is broken up as well, so I'm back down to one. But, you know, that's kind of the role of the game sometimes, you know? People leave and things happen. You know, we just had a wrestle, you know, we've had a couple guys leave our company, you know, for their own personal reasons, and one half of my tag team just happened to be one of those guys. So, but, you know, sometimes it's good to focus on just one.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are you looking to possibly find another partner? Are you looking to focus on singles, maybe work with another singles guy that could be worked into a team? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, we're not exactly sure. We were focusing originally on his singles competition, you know, in the singles division, and ended up in a six-man tag this past weekend. So we're just kind of going for whatever whatever's best for his career at the moment, and. But he's definitely working towards single titles within the coming years. you know, my client, Native Assassin, really put his singles career on the back burner in order to help his tag team succeed as they did. They were four-time tag team champions in the year 2012. And, you know, so he put his singles career on the back burner quite a bit. And that definitely seems to be what he's going to try and focus on this year. So.
Oh, hats off.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I know he does as well.
I mean, if you're working with dead weight, if you're working with something that's working against you, it's you know, better to trim off instead of to downsize. Work lean, work clean, and best of luck in 2013.
Same to you as well. Same to you. You know, I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing.
Well, you keep up the good work, Stevie. Sincerely.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate the invite tonight. Unfortunately, I do have to start getting ready for my night job. I got to get ready over here on my end. But folks at the lounge, I appreciate the invite. Sincerely, I appreciate you folks setting aside the time for us. And keep in touch. Shoot me a message whenever. Check out the YouTube channel and let us know what you think of the new format of Hype TV, which should be coming out shortly.
I definitely will. And, you know, when shows get closer, if, you know, you message me the info, especially that show in February, I'll make mention of it here. Let all the listeners know the exact info. So, you know, I'd be happy to do that. And your company are definitely welcome on anytime.
Excellent. Well, I thoroughly appreciate that, Stevie. I'll send you the link to the event as soon as I get to the computer and I have a few minutes. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Well, thank you. Yes, I hope so. You have a good night at your night job.
You folks as well. Enjoy your rest of the time at the lounge. Thanks, everyone. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, folks.
Definitely.
Yes.
Well, son, God, what happened to you this past day?
Well, I'll tell you. Sunday, I had a pinch of a rough time at the office. Pinch of a rough time.
I see that.
I just noticed the picture that Carrie was looking at. I would love for you to explain to the fans why the Hounds of Hell went after you.
Well, here's what went down. So, Damon Scythe, wrestling Eric Hansen, they've had some issues. He was not supposed to touch Eric Hansen after the match. Devin Dawson, the blue collar wrestling commissioner, came out and he specifically told Damon, if you touch Hansen, I will fire you. Apparently he didn't say anything about me, so Damon Scythe kicked me in the gut, double underhooked me, and gave me the fire starter. I could have been killed.
But you're a slime guy.
Well, yeah, so, you know, I lived. But still, a normal human being would have died. We'd be having QT's funeral right now if he had done that to QT.
Well, you know, slime guy, I saw that. And I thought it was like a modified Celtic cross slam that you received. It was an act so brutal, it would have about as much impact as Texas succeeding from the Union. I saw the look of trepidation in your face, and as Damon Scythe got you up on his shoulder and proceeded to body slam you, I got to say it was as brutal and unwarranted as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed 7-year-old boy at a North American Man-Boy Love Association meeting.
Wow. Now, that was
And it definitely was the fire starter. I can confirm it.
I'm not even sure what to say to that, QT. That was horribly disturbing.
We must plunge into society's ills. That's all I'm saying. And Damon Scythe is society's ills. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Seems to me he's having a hard time with officials and photographers all the way around.
Yes, he has, yes.
They may
and
have
I
to get stuff him down.
I saw some guy's leg twitching like it was attached to an electrical current. You know, I thought he was pretty much seriously injured for about 3 minutes there, yes. Very hard landing.
Next time I'm going to say, wait, try QT. I'll just throw that suggestion out there.
Well, I was very busy taking notes at ringside. Yeah, Damon Scythe wouldn't have approached me, yes. Maybe with his Kindle stick, yes.
I feel so good. I feel so lucky. How about you, Stevie?
So do I. I'm actually still a little aghast at the at this whole conversation. So,
yeah.
Just a little. Wow. Sounds like
so
we
QT,
missed the show.
Why did you not run in and save me when you saw Damon Scythe attempting to do me bodily harm?
Well, Sangha, you know, I have been very active behind the scenes at Blue Collar Wrestling, and there was a little voice in my head, don't approach the ring, because I have close ties with a masked wrestler that did approach the ring, and this was about 2 months ago, so, you know, I'm playing it fairly safe, yes. I don't want to be attached to a wrestler that creates controversy like El Blanco Tortuga did. At Mean Mike Miller's, let's say, retirement ceremony. Yes. There were some rumors that I had ties to a run-in. Yes.
Interesting.
Because out of the corner of my eye, I saw Tex Thompson keeping a fairly close eye on me, and I don't know why.
Huh. So you're saying yes. Tex Thompson also did nothing to save me?
That's true, yes.
Well, I don't know how I feel about a blue collar letting a talent, you know, severely beat my my producer. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, you have to be very self-introspective, yes, over the next couple hours. And then fill out a report on how you feel, and then you'll have to submit it to Turnbuckle Turmoil headquarters.
Nice.
I'm not sure if medical coverage covers your feelings. Yes.
Well,
I felt
a little bit sore. Did you not see me like lying there, writhing on the mat in agony? He hit me with a fire starter.
Yes.
And I noticed you didn't come to ask me how I was or anything.
I had to make a quick exit, yes.
You
wow.
were afraid of Damon Scythe, weren't you?
Damon Scythe, I'm going to take out with a chop block next time I see him, yes.
Wow, now that's an interesting development.
Now, see, Sangha, you could hit him high, and then I could come from behind and chop block his cap area, yes.
That it would work.
It'd be like the NFL football playoffs. That's all I'm saying. Or we could hire that guy from New Jersey. That's another direction we can go. Yes.
I see.
Or we could sneak up behind him, chloroform, strap him to a chair, and make him watch Glenn Beck interviews.
Wow.
It'd be very bad.
Wow. Now,
yes.
Stevie... You've got, you know, match experience now. Are you going to challenge Damon Scythe on my behalf?
You know, no.
Come on, you have
I'm
kick
not,
pads.
I do have kick pads. But, as I was just saying to Mr. Bobby Rossi, I am not an athlete, and I think it's best for everyone involved if I keep to the one match for now and go back to my management position.
Oh, come on, Stevie. I saw your entrance at SCW. It looked like you were training months. Your arms were whipped. You made a great entrance. I think you had your opponent shaken in his boots. And I have word from my wrestling sources in Yellowknife, Canada, that Stompin' Steve was paying close attention to your videos. You might be a bigger influence than you think.
Well, you know, I think my neck would disagree on Von Hess shaking his boot. I think my neck would disagree.
Well, as my junior high football coach would say, just rub a little bit of dirt on it. Yes.
Well, that's no thanks. You know,
Stephen was very, very brave, firm and insistent, and I applaud her efforts to save her boyfriend because I don't think anybody else could have done it with the class and poise that she did.
Well, thank you. You know, I really, truly, had to go with my instinct, and you know that was to save the man I love, and you know. Von Hess, his dirty tactics have screwed me over. Plain and simple.
You know what would have prevented that whole fiasco, Stevie?
What?
If you hadn't been dating Darth Carter.
It wasn't Darth Carter, first of all.
Looked like Darth Carter to me.
It wasn't Darth Carter.
Inches and pounds on Darth Carter. It looked a little bit more bigger than Darth Carter, yes.
Yeah, maybe Darth Carter's off the shake weight.
Ooh, that could be true, yes. We must do an investigation into this. Sandra, that's your homework assignment. See if Darth Carter is off the shake weight.
I don't really like dealing with that idiot, though.
Yes, but Sangat, I'd like to take a moment, on a serious note. I just got word that Joshua Slim Trimmon's newly married wife is undergoing surgery tomorrow, so we should have her in our thoughts. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Joshua best wishes Slim out Trimmon. To Slim Trimmon's and his newlywed.
Yes. One of our more colorful interviews on Turnbuckle Turmoil, and a very talented wrestler, and so we wish him well. Yes.
Yes, we do.
Plus, he's been devastated by the demise of the Twinkie lately, so he has that also to deal with. Yes.
Well, you know, I think we've all taken that pretty hard. I also enjoy a good Twinkie myself.
But you know, I can hear you can still get them in Canada, so that's a relief.
You know, I've heard you can still get them around, but I'm not gonna pay $2 for Twinkie. You know, that seems kind of outlandish to me.
Would you pay $2 for a foot-long Twinkie? That's all I'm asking. Twinkie dipped in liquid nitrogen.
No.
I see. That's something Damon Seif would probably do. Yes. Pay big money for that.
Wow.
Now,
General of the Northern Armies, I know you're tight with Damon Seif. Let him hit me with the fire starter?
He didn't tell me. I got into a sleep of secrets and that one slipped. I'm so sorry. Had I known.
Wow.
I don't think you can blame Carrie for it.
I don't know. She's awfully tight with Damon Seif. Maybe she had Damon Scythe do something because she knew he could get away with it. Maybe this was her way of taking me out, and thus the high or the hounds would have like free reign in a lawless land.
Ring Christmas. No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, speaking of rings and Christmas, General of the Northern Armies, can you explain this Star Wars wedding ring set that Stompin' Steve is posting? Is there something to it? Do you two have an announcement?
I have nothing to say about that.
QT, I don't know what's going on there, but you might want to be leery of Stompin' Steve.
Yes, Stompin' Steve. Well, okay, all I know is that he's been looking very closely at Stevie's video and at SCW, and he's had a new lease on life, yes.
Well, guys, I think we have one of our guests calling back. Do we have someone from the 401 back with us?
Yeah, hello?
You're
yes.
back on.
Yes, Stevie. Stevie.
Yes. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Listen, anytime you need help, all right, even that I don't like Bobby Rossi, you get a hold of him, I'll come down there and I got your back. Anybody messes with you, I got your back, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, you know. I don't seem to have any issues with Bobby Rossi at the moment.
No. What I was saying is you got a problem down there with the guys and you need someone to watch your back, you give me a call.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, if you send me your number online, I will definitely keep it in hand.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Even that I don't care for Bobby Rossi, but if you get a hold of him, you know, and you got in the ring for the first time, hey, good for you. You know, people want to fight dirty, let them. But you watch your videos, watch the opponent you go against, watch their videos, that's how you learn.
Exactly.
You get to watch their tactics. You get to know their moves, you know?
Well, you know, I knew going into it that it wasn't going to be a clean bout. So I expected something to happen, but he went a little bit different route than I was even expecting, you know? He involved my boyfriend, who is still a rookie and is still training, is not in the ring yet. He's done one battle royal for 2 minutes, and that's it. Went after him and, you know, beat him backstage and then had his little crony of a manager or whatever he is, you know, disguised himself as him and proceeded to pretend to beat him up outside and basically told me if I didn't quit, then he was going to cripple him. And not knowing it wasn't my real boyfriend, I saved him. So.
Well, don't feel bad for anything you did. You did what you thought was right, but don't worry about it because the time will come around and they will get theirs. It's a good old saying.
Exactly.
What goes around comes around.
Exactly. You know, Von Hess is not gonna get rid of me easily. I may not have plans to get back in the ring myself, but I've still got the Native Assassin as my client that I'm managing, and I've got others backstage that have my back as well. So, you know, he's not getting rid of me too easily.
Well, that's good, Stevie. I just wanted to call and say hi to you and, you know, congratulate you for getting in the ring and everything.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, and you take it easy out there, everybody. And
thank
anytime you need help, even though, like I said, I don't care for Bobby Rossi, personal thing. But a good manager. I got to say that, good manager. But
well, thank you.
Get a hold of him, and I got your back. So you let people know that you got people from RWA who's got your back.
I will do just that, you know.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You well, so murder. Now you have a potential partner.
I do. It sounds like. You know, I might have to talk to the higher-ups at over in that area sometime this year, maybe make my way out there. You never know. I am hoping to travel more this year. So...
Are you considering Hawaii? I hear it's lovely.
I'm willing to go anywhere.
All right, and I believe we have him back. New Jersey, are you back?
Oh, I hit the wrong number. I'm sorry. I was trying to get a hold of a friend of mine.
All right, no problem.
I hit the redial by accident. I'm sorry, guys.
No problem.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
bye.
Very well. Yes.
Wow, we are quite popular in that area tonight.
Indeed. Now, Stevie, I gotta ask you, how could you not know the difference between Darth Carden and Sam Sims?
First of all, his name is Granite. That is his wrestling name, is Granite. Second of all, they are similar height and body weight, and they are in a mask. I can't see his face. I couldn't have known it wasn't him. I couldn't have known. I was in the women's locker room preparing for my match, getting dressed, and everything that entails, getting ready entails. I was not in that part of the locker room. There are different, you know, men and women have different, you know, locker rooms in the Suquamish Tribal Center, and I was in the women's locker room. I had no idea what they were doing in the men's locker room. I didn't know that this was happening. So I had no reason to believe it wasn't him. No,
so you're saying anybody can slap on a mask and you'll think it's your boyfriend? Granted, he is Darth Carter.
Not anybody, but Sam and my boyfriend just happen to be of similar height and body weight, and so it looks like him.
Some freaky stuff going to be happening if Sam Sims invests in some masks.
Believe me, son guy, it takes a special person to slip on a mask and appear on at a wrestling event.
I hear that.
And speaking of special events, sign guy, on a fairly serious note, Casey Carlisle was recently in Durham, North Carolina for the Chinlock for Chuck event. Have you had any contact with Casey Carlisle and how Chinlock for Chuck went?
I have not heard anything from the show as of yet. It's probably wrapping up as we speak, I'm sure, but I am anticipating an update at some point.
Well, actually, in 2 weeks on the 29th, Casey will be making her reappearance back on the lounge.
Wow, that would be Casey Carlisle, whom I love, NWA World Women's Champion.
Exactly. I confirmed it with her yesterday. That is the date that works best for her, and she's excited to come back on the lounge. So everybody prepare for that one. I know, Sangai, you'll be all on Twitter. But
I will be on Twitter, Facebook, Former Spring, Tumblr, everything.
You do have to keep professional while we're on the show, though.
Have I ever not?
I'm just relaying to you. But, you know, but I am also looking forward to having her back on the lounge.
And it would be good if things were well-rounded enough that she stayed a long time, son guy.
Well, General of the Northern Armies, Brummage, let me ask you this question. Let's say you're engaged to QT. Now, if Stomp and Steve were to put on a mask and come out, would you think it's QT in a mask, or would you think it's Stomp and Steve trying to slip that Star Wars wedding ring on your hand?
I would hope by very clear vision.
Let me just say that QT and Stomp and Steve have nothing in common when it comes to body type. There is no way that anybody would mistake QT and Stomp and Steve. They have different hair colors, different heights, different weights, by several pounds. There is nothing.
Well, I can confirm my hair is turning slightly silver, yes.
Unlike Saddam Sims and Granite, they have similar hair colors, even though you can't even see his hair. You can't even see what color hair is underneath the mask. So, you know, it's totally different.
Yeah. I'm thinking I wouldn't buy some broad in a mask, like masquerading as Mrs. Sign Guy. I would know the difference.
I have a go on interviewing her. You know, Sign Guy's going to be busy with all those websites.
Well, Stevie, there seem to be quite a few fans at ringside that were supporting you with various placards and signs. Yes.
Yes, for the word, you know, but fans definitely had my back, and, you know, I had the Red Nation, you know, right there beside me. So I've always appreciated the fans, and they know it, so they support me back. I'm very fortunate to have an excellent set of fans.
And what will be the next event you will be going to, Stevie, with your pension for road trips and stuff? Yes.
Well, you know, I don't have anything, you know, in set in stone at the moment. And, you know, the fans are just going to have to keep an ear on the lounge and see what I have planned. You know, but as of right now, I am unable to announce anything.
I see. Okay, well, yeah, yes, you'll have to keep us updated on that, yes.
Yes, I will. Most definitely.
Now, Sangay, can you fill us in on who's coming on the show Friday?
That would be New York Wrestling Connection star Rex Lawless.
Ooh, Rex Lawless, yes.
I shall be sending you homework assignments so you can study up.
Ooh, that'd be nice, yes.
I have studied up. He's very good, very talented, outgoing right now.
There we go, see? Your fiancé's done homework, QT.
Can you give us a few snippets of information of Rex Cornwallis, yes.
Well, are you talking to me or your fiancé?
Both.
All right, Terry, you give him one, and then I will.
In fact, I'd like to see Terry, General of the Northern Armies, Brummage, and Sign Guy have a jump ball and combine basketball and wrestling. Yes. I have often stated on this show that I want a hybrid of wrestling and basketball, but go ahead.
Okay, I have one choice right now. I can drive or I can talk on the phone. So, phone has the starter's going to hold the phone for me. Great.
Do that a great step in the cold.
The gentleman is not afraid to reach straight to the top for his battles, chooses them wisely, and he has a lot of skill.
Okay, chooses his battles wisely. Very nice. Okay, Sunday?
He was frequently a tag team partner with former ECW World Heavyweight Champion Mikey Whipwreck.
Ooh, that's okay. Wow, Mikey Whipwreck, okay. He has about as much credentials as Joe Geitner.
Gertner,
yes. All right, I've got two very good pieces of information, yes.
Yes, much more homework to do. This is quite short.
Well.
This is going to cut into my time at the Dancing Bear in North Portland.
Wow. Now, is Stompin' Steve there with his harem?
I believe he was, his caged teeth. Sign guy, did you see me send him a video of the Plasmatics? Your comments on that with Wendy Williams and Stompin' Steve and exploding TVs.
Needed to pinch more explosions, I think.
Pinch more explosions, very nice, okay. Would Jerry General of the Northern Armies like to be in a Plasmatic cover band? That's what I'm saying.
Say that again?
It's a very legitimate question.
I bet you think so.
Why don't they, Jerry, I know that you had some musical courses in high school. Aren't you going to do a Wendy O. Williams cover band called the Plasmatics Incorporated? Via the new millennium, yes.
I don't believe I was invited.
I see. What if Stompin' Steve were to be in a Plasmatic cover band? Plasmatics, yes. Could Stompin' Steve pull this off? A Wendy O. Williams cover band.
Now, did you say Plasmatic or Asthmatic?
Asthmatic.
I believe he does have asthma, so I think he could pull it off.
All right. Okay, duly noted, yes.
This is all very fascinating. I'm just hanging out listening.
We need Stevie Jonak to be the drummer for the Asthmatics. Yes.
I have always pictured electric guitar.
Electric guitar. Well, there you go. I knew you had aspirations. Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, I loved singing when I was growing up. I learned young that that wasn't going to be my forte. That wasn't going to be how I made my money. But I still enjoy sitting in my room and, you know, turning up the music, putting in the headphones, and just belting. Helping it out.
I have some IBLS in, QT. Are you ready?
Ooh, is this from the, is this maybe an update from Casey Carlisle?
It is not.
Okay, go ahead.
I have it on good authority. Stompin' Steve briefly played the trumpet in the sixth grade.
That, I would pay big money to see that, yes.
What are we talking, like $20?
No, times are very hard. 15. We must cut back on basic necessities, sign guy, because Social Security is going the way of the dodo bird. Yes.
Wow.
You and I might not be able to collect on Social Security.
Wow.
Once again, political correctness has reared its ugly head on the lounge.
Indeed. Now, yes. Stevie, can you give us some examples of songs you used to sing? Was one of them perhaps the Three's Company theme song?
That's a very legitimate question.
Are you talking about music that I listened to on my own or music that I sang growing up in choir?
Yes. The singing in choir.
Well, you know, we did, we had basically different genres. We did everything from, you know, American folk music to classical to Broadway. Broadway music. Show tunes. So...
Can you give us a sample?
No, I do not sing for anybody to hear anymore.
What if QT gives you $5?
No.
$10.
Sorry. No.
$10 and he'll give you a free haircut.
No.
Well, Sangai, I have heard that Stevie is somewhat of a musical historian, and she was into, like, the folk song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And flash forward, she is a wide range of musical taste. She gave Primus a chance, and she had researched Primus, and her two biggest Primus fan songs are My Name is Mud and Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver.
I love Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver.
So do I, yes.
That's one of my favorites.
You're right in the fact that I have a wide variety of tastes in the music that I listen to. I grew up listening to, you know, AC/DC and Nirvana and Metallica and Aerosmith, and I... fell in love on my own with, you know, Britney, things from Britney Spears to Carrie Underwood. So,
did you just say you fell in love with Britney Spears?
No, Britney Spears' music.
I thought we were going to have a Madonna moment.
No. And, you know, I have quite a wide variety in my iPod.
And you wonder why she's going to interview Casey without you. You've got to be straight, Sangha.
Hmm. Now, General of the Northern Armies, you're a big Casey Carlisle fan, right?
Well, I've got a bit of information, not nearly as much as you.
Now, wouldn't you love to see Casey Carlisle, whom I love, right up here at SCW challenging the likes of One Sunny Days?
Yes.
We're going to have to make that happen. The fans are demanding it.
Fast, yes, and on demand. And here's the second vote coming in.
Alexa Von Hass and Vanessa Black have texted in. They are for this match happening.
There we go. We've got to make this happen.
I also agree.
So there's four total.
We're going to have to do something
agree.
To boot this.
Yes, we are. I agree.
There's six, seven. QT?
Yes.
There's eight.
Well, you know, you mentioned, Stevie, that you were a fan of Aerosmith. Now, they had a song, Back in the Saddle. I'd like to see Terry, General of the Northern Armies, ride out to the ring on a Shetland pony in an executioner's match while Back in the Saddle is playing. I think we all would.
I know I would, actually.
Oh, you guys are terrible. I would not have fun doing that.
Well,
what if it was a horse that was a little bit larger than a Shetland pony? Yes.
It would have to be, let's see, a three-quarter horse. Large feet. Large rump. And ready to run really, really fast.
I see.
Well,
I have a question. How did Stevie Jonak not come out to Winona's Big Brown Beaver the other night? It's your
not
favorite
exactly.
song.
No, it's not.
That's not what I heard.
That's what QT claims.
Yes.
I'm not going to doubt him. He has impeccable sources.
That is not my favorite song.
I call bollocks to that, but okay, go ahead.
I don't even know that song.
Well, there's your homework assignment to look up Primus's Big Brown Beaver on YouTube. It's a very good video.
Wow.
His bass playing is exquisite. I can vouch for his bass playing, yes.
I will take your word for it.
Wow. I believe we've got a stunned silence.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Wow.
Now, are there any plans for you to possibly challenge Von Hess to a rematch?
Well, you know, I've been tossing and turning when it comes to the idea of a rematch, and I just don't know. I don't know. I would love that, but I'm not sure it's the safest thing in the world for me to do. But we'll have to see.
Now, is that because Ian Bear could come out dressed as your boyfriend and you could end up married to him?
What do you mean, end up being married to him?
Well, if you married the wrong guy, like you quit for the wrong guy, it's possible.
What about turning the table and sneak attack?
Yeah, what about that?
I don't play dirty, so I would never sneak attack. I just don't know what the future holds when it comes to my wrestling career. I'm going to go back to managing full-time, and, I'm pretty busy with planning another trip that will happen as soon as possible, I'm hoping. And, I've got Native's career to consider. And he deserves a manager that will be focused on him as much as possible.
Eliza Von Hess would like to point out one thing to Stevie. I didn't have to get my hands dirty for you to lose, did I?
Wow, Von Hess's daughter be calling you out like stuff to do.
I didn't have to do anything.
A killer session.
Look, Stevie was concerned with Stevie. And she still lost, and I was nowhere in the vicinity of Paul's bow, let alone the ring, and she still lost. Just saying. I want to know what her training regimen was.
Wrestling match number 3, quote me.
Although I will have to deal with that little twit if she ever comes near me.
Wow.
At the FCW arena.
So you're saying she has a Twitter account?
I don't know if she does or not. That is not what I meant.
Now, have you checked on the condition? Because as I understand things, and correct me if I'm wrong here, which I'm sure I'm not, because I never ever am. So your boyfriend, Darth Carter, granted his name's Darth Carter, was in the back.
Granted, he was in the back, yes. Granted,
he was stretching, doing his shake weight, eating pomegranate fruit pies. He gets attacked. Yes, granted, it was probably pomegranate. And they strip his clothes off, give him to Sam Sims, am I correct?
Yes.
So he's running around the place naked. Is there like a naked lunatic running around Paulsbo? Did he ever get his clothes back? What happened?
I've never seen any clothes flying around that. It should be.
He had his street clothes sitting in his gym bag.
Weird, because I thought he wore his street clothes in the ring.
Those aren't his street clothes.
Yeah,
he wears jeans
I've seen the way he dresses.
Trust me, those were not his street clothes.
Not his ring clothes.
Trust me. Those were not his street clothes.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen him dress in any other type of clothes.
So
when he takes you out, does he wear the mask?
No. It's only for in the ring. It's only for when we're at the shows.
So you know who Darth Card is. Is it Mrs. Beast Barnett?
I don't know who Darth Card is.
You just said you
Granite,
see him without a mask.
Granite is who I'm dating. And so, I know who that is. I don't know who Darth Carter is.
Well, none of us know who Darth Carter is. He's a very complex individual. No one can really get close to him or know him. No one has
I got
given
close
down
to him. I beat that guy within an inch of his life.
Well, yes, but didn't you take him out to the Dancing Bear afterwards and have a bottle of tequila at the Dancing Bear? Home of the $4.99 ribeye steak.
Was that before or after our distant caller?
That was after Blue Caller, yes.
Wow. Some wild things happened in
Holland. Terry, it sounds like you're a little bit hesitant to ride to the ring on a Shetland pony. How about a larger horse like Rusty? I'm talking about Rusty that appeared in Seinfeld on the carriage ride. Now, Kramer fed Rusty the horse several number 10 cans of Beefarino, and the horse developed, well, let's say, an unfortunate incident of gas from the Beefarino.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but we must broach this subject. We're the Tracy General of the Northern Armies. Ride a horse as big as Rusty. I think I can get Rusty.
Man's
yes.
10, I'm telling you. There's something in it that I didn't match up with my coffee. That
Are you
bad.
Saying you feed the horse a gallon of coffee with Beefy Reno?
Oh, my gosh. Me.
You gave a horse a gallon of coffee?
I think she did, yes.
It was good for cleaning it out. I learned it from my grandfather, who knows no shame in horses.
Can we ask what
Elmer.
Kind of coffee had you for the horse?
How much coffee did I have?
No, what
yeah.
kind of coffee? Are we talking like, was it
Arabic
a Starbucks espresso blend? Was it a Tolly's? Dark roast, what kind of coffee?
Starbucks Arabic, what else?
All right.
Terrorism in that horse. No, I'm kidding, I'm sorry. I should take that.
It was in a gallon bucket. That's what it was in a gallon bucket. She's been known to feed horses a gallon bucket, yes.
I don't even know what happened to that bucket. There won't be any coffee for horses today.
Oats, molasses, coffee, and beefarino. Yes.
Beefarino?
Yes. Beefy, beefarino, fit for a queen and king, no. Yes.
Well, that was pretty good. I think you should have a song singing contest with Stevie Jonak, let's say, like, 3 weeks from tonight.
3 weeks from tonight, I challenge Stevie Jonak. Yes, that's a very good idea. I'm going to consult with Sir G String. Yes. And I challenge Stevie Jonak to
that. I don't think I can agree to that. I don't sing in public anymore.
I think our ratings would be huge. Why don't you pick up the banjo and learn three chords, like A to B to C, I mean C to D to G, in 3 weeks? Yes. C to D to G.
No, thank you.
You could
go. You're going to let your little Stevie Maniacs down if you don't take the challenge.
I can't sing very well when it comes to singing on my own.
Well, you're going to have to try, because you don't want to let your little Stevie Maniacs down, do you? You've already quit.
What? Stevie does not quit.
She did on Saturday. I was right there. I rang the bell.
She did a life-saving hero act for her boyfriend. She did not quit.
And that made me even madder. I'm like, why would anyone try to save the life of Darth Carter? I was hoping it'd be the end of him.
Because it wasn't the real Darth Carter.
How do you know Sam Smith hasn't always been Darth Carter? It's possible.
Definitely. Because I saw what happened. I felt the aftermath of what happened, of what Saddam sins and Mon has did to him. I saw the bruises.
Yeah, I don't want to know where you saw bruises, because that'd be a little freaky.
Well, sign guy, it doesn't look like Stevie will take up my musical challenge. Who could out there take up my musical challenge? All they have to do is learn three chords, C to D to G.
I'm hoping Dr. somewhere is listening, and he'll accept it.
Yes, I will suffer for my art and sing a modified edition of Winona's Big Brown Beaver on the lounge. I will. And
I was hoping you would sing a Three's Company theme.
Three's Company, well, yeah. Well, you can't really go back too far in the past, sign guy. I mean, Winona Big Brown's Beaver is a little bit more contemporary and modern than Three's Company theme song, so I'm going to go with Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
But it's still 20 years old. It's not like it's brand new.
That's true, but what if I serenade Dash Venture on the lounge? If you could get Dash Venture on the lounge, I will serenade Dash with Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
And
I will go
just love your voice.
There you go, yes. It'll
be
a new high.
Stevie, can you make that happen?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be, I don't know if I can promise that, I don't know, I can't exactly promise I can get Dash Venture Sullivan on the lounge. I know his moving got delayed by a month, but I know he'll be leaving the area soon.
Remember the last time we did that? And I, Dash is gone forever, and we got the famous, I fooled everybody, I fooled Sign Guy promo.
But, I will try.
If you can't get Dash Venture on, I will serenade Lila Lodge with Winona's Big Brown Beaver. I will do that, Lila Lodge.
Well, you know, you see, she's also moving.
That's true, yes.
So,
it'll make the road trip back. It'll start out the road trip with a bang, that's for sure, yes.
But, so I can't promise anything.
Okay.
But not that I won't try.
Okay, that's all we can ask.
Are you going to possibly, like, entice him somehow, Stevie? Do you have something to offer him?
Well, I think QT's serenade would be enough.
Well, he does love QT's voice. Maybe if you showed him a little leg.
Trust me, my leg is not a benefit. Trust me, nobody wants to see that.
Have I seen any of these wrestlers reject a leg? I've never seen.
I agree with the general of the Northern Armies. You're going to have to show some leg.
Trust me, that won't benefit anybody, and that won't get anybody to come on the lounge.
Yeah, it might. You could try him. He's a bit of an odd guy.
I'm just trying to bring some culture to the show. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I suffer for my art. That's what I do, yes. If I can put up with the Mariner draft choices and Mariner prospects, I can certainly sing Winona's Big Brown Beaver to Lila Lodge. Yes.
Well, I'll remember that.
It's like working with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wow.
It's like taking a Seahawk loss, although the Seahawks did play well.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was quite the nail-biter.
Yes, it was. I'd like to ask Sangai, what Northwest wrestler reminds him most of the Seattle Seahawks? Look at all the potential that the Seattle Seahawks have. And they came back from five losses at midseason, only to go their last loss was at Miami, not including the playoffs. Talk about potential. Hard hitting. They've got, the speed, the intelligence, stuff like that. Special teams, yes. What the Northwest also reminds Sunday of the Seahawks? Certainly
I'll
not David Price.
I'll go with Dylan Devine.
Ooh, okay. I thought you were going to say Polefrog there for a minute. Polefrog.
I'm going to go with Dylan Devine. He's got unlimited potential. Hadn't quite reached it yet, but still the potential there to do great things in the future.
That's true. He did very well at Blue Collar over the weekend, that's for sure.
I would dispute that since he wasn't at Blue Collar.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah. Although he did fairly well at SCW in the Battle Royal until he was tossed out.
Ah, okay. Yes, I was thinking of Brian Bedlam. Excuse me. I stand corrected. Brian Bedlam.
That's kind of different people there, QT.
That's true. We're talking split personality. Yes.
Wait, did you just get corrected on that from the broad that quit a match, thinking that
yes, I
Sam
stand
Sims
firmly
was
corrected?
Yeah.
Hey. Wow. Wow. I did it for love, and no one can fault me for that. Except you, apparently.
Well, you could have had a title belt. Champs
got
all kinds of love.
I could have. But some things are more important.
Like Darth Carter, apparently. Wow.
Like my boyfriend, Granite.
Granted,
like my boyfriend, Granite.
Granted, you did
like
say
my,
that.
Like my boyfriend, Granite.
Mm-hmm. I should fine him for walking around naked.
He wasn't walking around naked.
They took his clothes.
He had his street clothes. He had
underneath
a change of clothes
his
in his bag. He had a change of clothes in his bag.
Yeah.
He went right. Once he gained consciousness, he got dressed.
You mean
so
he
was passed out naked in my locker room?
Yes, because of Von Hess.
Well, I'm going to fine every member of that locker room for not thinking to glue his bum shut.
Wow, that's terrible.
It is. Who doesn't think to do that? Perfect opportunity right there.
No, who would do that? That's horrible.
Have you never been in a wrestling locker room?
I am in the wrestling locker room almost every weekend.
Well, then you should know.
Sign guy, I have a sinking feeling I'm going to have to serenade Dave the Beast Barnett 3 weeks from now with Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver. I just haven't seen any takers on this offer of my operatic voice.
Well, DV, have you extended the offer to Mr. DV Sullivan?
Well, not yet. I'm running the show.
Well, see, we're still working on it, QT.
See, we need to get the wheels of progress rolling. Yes.
I will extend the invitation sometime this week.
All right. Now, Steve, do you know when the SCSCW is going to be in action next in Paulsville? Is that like about a month and a half or 2 months from now?
That is in a month and a couple days. We will be in action on February 23rd in Paulsville and the 22nd in Bremerton, La Pablanita.
Wow, La Pablanita's?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, we're thanking all of our fans. So we will be having a doubleheader weekend.
Oh, okay. Doubleheader weekend. Wow, that's... Okay.
You know, Friday and Saturday. It's going to be quite the show.
And Stevie, is it 9 o'clock right now? I can't look on my computer at the moment.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Almost nine? Okay.
Yes.
You sound like you have some sort of like big scheme that's going down at 9 o'clock, QT.
Oh,
are there going to be explosions?
Explosions like an Aerosmith concert or a Kiss concert?
More like a safe being blown.
It's like pyrotechnics. That's a brilliant suggestion. When I say if I can't serenade Dash Venture or Lila Lodge in 3 weeks with Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver with pyrotechnics, which will probably be an exploding. What fireworks could I have saved over? Oh, there might be a small. What are those caps that they put between toy pistols? Those red things. Anyway, I'll have pyrotechnics. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Huh.
Wow.
Anything to further the lounge with artistic endeavors and culture.
Well, I appreciate that, QT.
It'll be like Sam the Eagle on the Muppet Show.
I appreciate that.
It's either that or I could sing Welcome to My Nightmare by Alice Cooper. He sang that on the Muppet Show, yes.
Nice.
Here's one, QT. Have you considered singing Territorial Pissings by Nirvana?
Wasn't Territorial Pissings first done by... Let's see, wasn't that the Clash?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Or you could also do Floyd the Barber by Nirvana.
That's true. Floyd the Barber, yes. We should throw out to all the wrestlers listening out there what songs I should sing. Why don't we do a poll? Yes.
Okay. Stevie, what do you think you should sing?
Well, you know, let me think about it for a minute. Metallica's version of Whiskey in the Jar.
All right.
Whiskey in a Jar. I have just heard from Slim Joshua Trimmons. He wants me to sing Muskrat Love by Captain Antoniel. Thank you, Slim Trimmons. Yes. Muskrat Love. Yes.
All right, General of the Northern Armies, what would your choice be for your betrothed to sing?
Betrothed, yes.
I like the one I just heard. I do. But how would you do Captain Antoniel at once?
Muskrat Love, okay. We'll have that down by Terry. That's Terry's suggestion. And Slim Trimmons.
So two for that.
That's also a good choice, but, you know, that might be a little difficult. Considering Captain Antoniel had a male voice and a female voice. So that might be a little difficult.
Not for QT. He's been studying music for years.
Musicologist, yes.
I
just got in word that Defoe Debashi wants me to sing Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine Band. I won't lie on this. It's true, you can ask Defoe Debashi. I can confirm this. Shake Your Booty. It's a Mid-Eastern thing. Yes, Shake Your Booty.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would not lie.
The parents he done, he could do very well himself.
Well, and as most of you can see online, Equilibrium Pro is going to their new format this week. And we'll be starting their 30-minute interview with Mr. Defoe Debashi, the AIWF North American champion,
yes.
In about 3 minutes. So as soon as the lounge is over, I suggest going over to the archive of Equilibrium Pro Radio and listening to that interview.
Now, Stevie, do you know who is on that program this coming Thursday?
You?
Indeed.
Wow. Well, and I know they have the Gresham Xavier Buddy Highway on last night.
Do you know whom's Buddy Highway's biggest fan is?
That would be Mini Beast.
That's right.
Yeah,
and that was a good main event at Blue Collar with the Gresham Xavier Buddy Highway and DeMarcus James last night. Yes.
The Coal Miner Glove Match.
The Coal Miner's Glove Match, yes. That could figure in this week's top 10, which will remake its debut. Yes. It's been
weeks.
Posted. Yes, that's true.
Wow. Well, you know, so
everybody. It should take 35 days, yes.
Well, it sounds like it was quite the interesting show. Sunday night.
Well, it was a very good show. Lots of talent.
Yes. Well, you know, I never did mention this the few times we've mentioned my match this past weekend, you know, I want to thank the Watchtower for showing up when they did. I don't know anything about this new group. They're all new faces in the in SCW. You know, I don't know anything about them, but I appreciate their timing. Not sure what Vaughn has planned for me after the match, but I'm certainly grateful I didn't have to find out.
Well, you noticed, Mimi, it could be that your match will be ranked in the top five. On this week's Chicago Turmoil list, yes.
Well, that's always possible.
What are you going to do now, QT? Are you going to give out the generic QFC brand pies?
Yeah, oh, boy, I'll have to check into the inventory that Hostess has. They may have discontinued their pomegranate line of fruit pies, yes.
Well, Stevie, what pie preference would you have if perchance you were to get number one?
Well, you know, I don't even think I even got my prize last time, back in October when I was ranked.
Oh, well, you got to be ranked number one, though. Yes.
QT, you hand out like 10 pies. They're not all number one.
If Stevie Jonak is ranked number one this week, I will take her to the Dancing Bear Strip Club in North Portland.
How come I never got that choice?
Club? I don't go to strip clubs.
Oh.
Plus, I'm not single, so I wouldn't go anyway.
Don't they
You're
have
married?
A strip club in Maple Valley, Washington.
How about, I don't know, we'll discuss it.
Okay, we will,
If I get ranked number one, we'll discuss it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yes.
Now that you know
I just
I
hope
live.
A certain someone, and by someone I mean Terry General of the Northern Army's Brummage, doesn't get jealous if you're taking Stevie Jonak to the strip club.
Well, the fact that he would take us to the strip club, he gave me an oil change with cards.
An oil filter, yes. If we could go back in time and Terry went to the same high school I did, and if I were to ask her out to the prom, I'd give her an oil filter.
That's not a bad deal because you're going to need an oil filter eventually.
Well, there you go. And around the time that we had our prom, Mount St. Helens blew, and there was a lot of volcanic ash in the air. Oil filters were in big demand. Yes.
I'm just saying.
This is still a very strong subject. And
really,
it needs to be discussed. Yes.
I'm getting some IBLS in. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Ooh, okay. Yes. Very good. Go ahead.
We have a vote for Eastbound and Down by Jerry Reed.
Eastbound Down. Boy, I've never really heard this one.
You're going to have to research it.
Eastbound Down. Who would I be singing this to?
You'd sing it to the devastatingly handsome one. Apparently it was made famous by Jerry Reed.
I see. And who requested this again?
A certain former HPW heavyweight champion that once tried to steal away your fiancé.
All right. Duly noted. Okay. That would be Ricky Ruckus. Okay.
Actually, I believe he was talking about something, Steve.
Well, I might have been, but you can't discount Ruckus either.
This is true.
He can be stealing broads away left and right like it's something to do.
That's very true. I've seen his Facebook profile.
Probably snatch you away from Darth Carter. All you have to do is wink and show a little leg.
No. No one could steal away from me away from Granite.
No, I beg to differ there.
How about a wrestler named Slate? I heard Slate is very dominating. Yes. Slate wrestles in Florida. There is a wrestler named Slate. Yes.
Huh. Wasn't he also the boss on the Flintstones?
Yes. Yes, but that's a whole different genre. Yes. There's a cartoon and a real-life sign guy, real-life wrestler named Slate, yes. Now, he may have watched the Flintstones, you know, and that may have been, the inspiration for his name, Slate, hard like Slate, you know, but that's only, you know, speculation. I paid big money. What I'm saying is I paid big money to see Slate wrestle Granite. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting
animated
there, but okay.
He said big money. Can you get this done?
I will let him know and see what he says.
Can we get this Slate guy on the show?
No, I think it's worth a try, yeah.
Well, why don't you bring Slate? Why don't you get this Slate guy on the show and I will talk to Granite?
Wow, a debate?
Yes.
Now, do you think this Granite guy, do you think he can actually debate?
Yes, he can.
Would you say he's a master at it?
Well, I don't know about a master, but...
So he may or may not be a master debater.
I don't know.
Rim shot. Actually, Sun Guy, I will sing Let the Sun Shine In. That was sung by Pebbles and Bam Bam to Mr. Slate.
My coffee mix is going bad.
If that's what the wrestlers in the Northwest want, let the sunshine in. Pebbles and Bam Bam. Yes.
I don't see why not.
I suffer for my art. Yes.
Well,
I didn't let the sun shine in. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. You hear that golden tone right there? That's a preview. A preview of my music. I did debut. Yes.
Oh, yay. Wow.
Did a shiver go up your spine, Stevie? That's what I'm asking. With that golden voice?
No.
Okay.
I did not. Sorry.
But it sounded better than a bunch of football helmets crashing together. We have to give it that much.
Aha! A vote of confidence. Very nice. Very nice, yes. I don't want them to take away our Second Amendments.
Indeed.
There I go again, politicizing Turnbuckle turmoil. J.D. Vokes should take note of this. He advised me not to get very political. J.D., if you're out there, duly noted. I'm sorry.
Although it did lead to a political run by Joel Gertner.
Joel Gertner, yes.
Wow.
Stevie Jonak was a fan of Joel Gertner.
Does Sign Guy have our preliminary numbers from the Joel Gertner interview? Just a ballpark figure.
I haven't checked, but I'm sure Joel Gertner bringing in the people.
Just like Casey Carlisle, yes.
Indeed.
I did listen to that show, and it was highly entertaining.
Well, he did expound at length on Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. Yes.
He did indeed. Now, QT, do you have a pencil? I got more IBLS in.
Oh, my gosh, this is starting to a groundswell. Okay, go ahead. Who wants me to sing?
An unconfirmed person just requested you sing Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Ooh, Complicated. Is that something like does that have the lyrics, I'm taking a jagged little pill today?
No.
No, I will send you the music video.
You will set that. Oh, that would be a great help. Great help.
Yes, I will do that right now.
Okay, is it April Lavigne or Avril Lavigne?
Avril.
Avril, like the medicine, okay. Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne. Lavigne, okay. I've never heard of her, but Complicated. Very good.
I will send it to you. Don't worry about it. I'm getting it off of YouTube now.
Why would the Fula Dabashi want me to sing Shake Your Booty?
Maybe it reminds him of you.
I see. Shake Your Booty. All right, this is 3 weeks. Okay. Shake Your Booty. Complicated by Avril Lavigne. Okay.
Quite the interesting song choice.
How about Kill the Cold by the Dead Kennedys?
Yeah.
If there was
Although
any Northwest
the theme from
out there.
Cheers would be great.
Oh, Cheers, okay.
Give me $500 and I'll get you a singing, howling dog for backup. Well, I'll hold the dog, of course. You could have backup.
The dog will be my backup?
Yes. A purebred Doberman fawn bred. $500. I'll let her sing as backup. You get her for me, and I'll let go of Christmas.
You know, maybe, now I'm just throwing this out there. Turnbuckle Turmoil's The Lounge may not be the format that I want to preview my singing talents. Couldn't I do this, let's say, at intermission at SCW or Blue Collar?
Nope. We've already got people extremely excited about this 3 weeks from tonight.
I see.
Okay.
You
know, pick the dog. It's mine.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm going to have to bow to the demands of our fans. I will either sing in the ring at intermission or I will sing on the lounge, whatever they want.
If they're calling for the lounge, they want to hear you sing the Dash Venture again.
Okay, all right. Dash Venture takes top priority. After all, I did sing Happy Birthday to Dash on the lounge. No, not on the lounge, but on Turnbuckle. It is out there.
That is very true.
That's true, and didn't Dash pretty much appreciate that? He was kind of speechless, but I think he was.
I think he was fighting back tears.
Yes.
Now,
okay,
perhaps afterwards you two could split a calzone.
And maybe not.
For some reason I can't share the video onto your timeline.
Uh-huh.
But if you go onto my timeline, it's right there.
Or you could go to yours, because I just posted it as well, because the fans are demanding Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Oh, boy. Okay, is this on your Facebook page, Sign Guy?
On yours.
Ah, there we go.
Uh-oh. Okay, there it is. Okay, let me preview this. Is she wearing leather? Is she? Let me see.
No, she's not.
She is not, okay.
Remember Leather Tuscadero on Happy Days?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
She still sings. She does some acting, but she
She still sings, too.
Now, her real name was Susie Quattro. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, was Susie Quattro the inspiration for your Quattro Thumbtack match feud with Peace Barnett?
Yes, it was. I can confirm that. And I always liked her song, Kick the Can. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and it has been confirmed she once sang Kick the Can to Geisman Ronnie Vegas once while
wow.
she was in Indiana. Yes.
Wow.
She invited the Dice Man up on stage from what I hear, but he was busy working out. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Avril Lavigne complicated. Let's see. She's riding a skateboard. She's skateboarding at a mall. Isn't that against rules and regulations?
Depends on the mall.
I see there's someone dressed like a wiener. I like that. I like that. She's playing her own instrument. That's very talented. When was this video made, I wonder?
I can't remember exactly when she came out. This was her first single. This was the single that put her on the map. So, not exactly. I don't remember exactly when that was.
My
son Steve would have it down to the very second.
2003, maybe?
Wow, she sure is young and peppy, that's for sure.
Yes. Wow.
All right, well, that's very peppy and upbeat, yes, okay. I'll try to practice on those lyrics. Yes.
All right. So we have confirmation you will sing Complicated 3 weeks from tonight?
Oh, well, I can't confirm to that particular song. It's whatever the fans want.
I believe they want Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
I'm sure that is in the front running, yes.
Now, can you also perhaps sing Casey Carlisle's entrance music to her when she's here in 2 weeks? Kind of a preview.
Yes. You see, Shanghai, it isn't really a poll, or it isn't really confirmed until Casey Carlisle weighs in on this. She has to, Now, we'll give her a chance to get back from that benefit show, and then we'll see what she says.
That sounds fair.
Yes. I have a sneaking suspicion she'll want me to sing Let the Sunshine In by Bam Bam and Pebble, so it's just a hunch.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. Now, if you were a betting man, QT,
yes.
What would you wager Lila Lodge would want you to sing?
Ooh, now that's a tough one. I think she'd probably want me to sing something by the Beatles.
Stevie, can you find this out?
Yes, I think she would want me to sing Rocky Raccoon on the White Album. Rocky Raccoon.
Well,
yes.
Well, I don't know. She's.
Well, find out, Stevie. It's kind of important.
Well, this is QT's little project. I think he should ask.
So it's not that. I mean, I go along with the project, but the fans demanded this.
You know, they do have that lovely little create a poll app on Facebook. So maybe we should ask this question to the masses.
Where do you go for this create a poll?
It should Well, you used to be able to just ask questions. I'm not sure how to do that now on Facebook.
Now, I'm just throwing it out there. If Sam Sims were to call in 3 weeks and accompany me and sing background vocals, that'd be all the more better. You know, Sam Sims.
Oh, yeah. I'm offering that for my vote in.
All right. Well, I'll contact Sam Sims then and tell him that he has overwhelming support to sing backup vocals. Yes.
I don't know.
I would even pay him.
How much?
They should get something started. Yeah, I would pay him a little bit of money if he would show up and back up things.
Wow, this is okay.
I was going to say Saddam Sims has never been one to please the fans or adhere to what they want him to do, but
that's true. Yes.
If he's getting paid, that might be possible.
That might be the catalyst, huh?
Yeah, I would discuss this with him, Terry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I have to start taking off for work here. I work the night shift, but. Please keep me abreast of developments, and I will try to contact Sam Sims and see what he says. And as the days go by, I'm sure we'll get a lot more input into this groundbreaking musical event on the lounge. Yes.
Good.
I can only hope that Rob Fury of New York calls in, too, with his input. Rob Fury.
Yes.
Yeah. And hopefully, Aaron Anarchy.
But it won't be official until Casey Carlisle also calls in, and Aaron Anarchy, yes.
Right. All
right, and with that, I bid you and our staff adieu. I must go now, yes, to earn my money, yes, for vocal lessons. It's going to be a crash 3 weeks in vocals, although I have the basics down. Wow, that was pretty long. I think I hurt myself. Yes, I think I hurt myself.
Well, I hope you're recovered in 3 weeks because you got to sing the Dash Venture Sullivan.
Yes,
Stevie
Donak's
going to have to show some leg, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Some leg, yes.
No.
Yeah, you.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay. We've come to a consensus. Yes, very good.
No, we haven't.
All right, good night, people. Yes.
Good night.
Yes, very good. Okay. Bye.
Wow. So I hope Casey Carlisle picks Complicated. I'd like to hear that rendition.
Indeed.
I'm also a little curious about that rendition myself.
Now, General of the Northern Armies, you have quite a bit of sway here. Could you get him to dress up like Avril Lavigne while he sings Complicated?
I don't think we'll get that far. I can try.
Maybe if you show it a little bit of leg?
That usually doesn't work. It's fine just, you know, way off somewhere else.
Wow.
Have to come up with something pretty special.
Maybe if you got him a pack of Fleer baseball cards?
With bubblegum inside, yeah.
Yes.
You get that. And then I'll give it a try.
Stevie, wouldn't you pay top dollar to see QT dressed up as Avril Lavigne?
Well, I would end up paying top dollar because I think I'd be scarred for life. So I'd be in therapy. Therapy's not cheap, you know.
Sound like you've been through that before.
No.
Did you have, like, therapy because Darth Carded, like, warped your mind?
No, I would have therapy after seeing QT in an Avril Lavigne outfit.
Well, is it much different from the time you wore the Britney Spears one?
I never wore a Britney Spears outfit.
I'm sure he did at some point.
Oh, he?
Well, yeah.
Well, you never seen that either.
Well, I'm sure it's happened. He did wear a flower print dress the other day during the Mrs. Sangai birthday show.
I'm sure he did. Amazingly enough, he never did try to call in.
Actually, he did, while wearing a flower print dress.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm floored.
Speaking of the floor, have you considered managing Ricky Ruckus?
I would be happy to manage anyone of his caliber. So,
oh, and Chris Caliber. Now, there's an interesting twist. I had no idea you had your eyes on Chris Caliber. Very interesting. I think I heard it. That's an interesting turn of events. So, Karma, if you're listening, I had nothing to do with the broad trying to manage your husband, just for the record.
No, that's not what I said. But
did someone throw their voice and, like, make a perfect Stevie Joniak impersonation?
No. I was the one talking. That's just not what I meant. I would be happy to manage Mr. Ruckus if we could reach the right agreement. But
you have to include some dirty pictures. I know Ruckus.
Yeah, see, that would be a problem.
Was your camera broken?
Because I don't have dirty pictures.
You would after Ruckus was through with you.
No, I wouldn't. That would be the
problem. Oh, believe you me.
I don't agree to those types of things.
Now, is there any update on having Ruckus for the lounge?
No, there is no update yet. He's not been able to get back to me on when he's available.
Well, he was laid out something fierce by Rob Raymer.
Yes, that's true. So that's still up in the air.
Much like you would be in some of those pictures.
But I know we will be having Mr. Itch, Coma, back on the show next week.
Itch Coma Weeder?
Yes.
I believe he is currently WCWO champion, am I right?
Yes, I believe he is. He, you know, him and I discussed it, and I was able to schedule him for next week.
Did you put that in, like, some sort of date book or something?
Yes. Some sort of date book.
Did you plaster a picture of Darth Card on that date book?
No.
Do the little I heart Darth Card over and over on it?
No.
Be drawn, like, little dirty stick figure sketches.
Oh.
Right. Okay, Mrs. Stevie Joniak. Mrs. Stevie Carter.
Mrs. Greenwich.
Greenwich, yep. You probably did.
Besides, I am way too early in my relationship to be discussing marriage or daydreaming about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because if this thing with Bully Ray and Brooke Hogan gets huge ratings, I don't know. We might be forced to have one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we did just have a wedding right before a show last summer.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Now, Terry, wouldn't you pay good money to see Stevie marry Darth Carter? No matter who is under the mask, it could be like any random person. Stevie's not going to know the difference. Instead of I quit, it'll be I do.
Yeah, see, that would have some issues. I would have to say, no.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, who would you want to see Stevie marry in the ring?
Let's leave her with her boyfriend.
Darth Carter. I see.
No, the other guy. The other one that stays under the mask way too much, you know.
Not ringing any bell. Oh, wait, Sam Sims. Sam Sims.
Yeah, that other guy, yeah.
Mickey Payne, I believe, is mine. Is who you might be discussing?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Sam Sims. I was there the other night.
It's only because he tricked me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Trick you.
Oh, bullshit. Obviously, he doesn't have enough. Obviously, Von Hess doesn't have enough belief in his skills to be able to just go against me one-on-one without playing dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very sad for him.
That and the fine I'm going to have to give him for striking an official.
He would have to strike.
Yeah, you were also struck. Weren't you?
I was.
Wow. You had quite the... quite the hard weekend.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
It's all right. Sometimes days at the office are rough. Wow. Well, you know, that's FCW, when they announced that they were bringing in new talent, they didn't disappoint. That was quite the new caliber of talent that was brought in.
Is that a Chris Caliber reference?
No.
Sounded like it.
That was quite the selection. That was brought in. New faces, and wow.
Some of them masked.
That's true. I mean, I don't know what to think about this Watchtower group, necessarily. but I appreciate their timing.
Well, see, I'm always on the lookout for new talent. And I figured, if the Brock's going to quit, not even throw a punch, I'll just give a title shot to these three guys.
Now. My goodness.
And they nearly won that match. If they wouldn't have had Von Hess disqualified in that match, there could have been a new World Wide Web champion.
Von Hess is very good at getting himself disqualified. He doesn't need a whole lot of help. But I think the Watchtowers are definitely a group we're going to have to be looking out for in SCW. Would you agree, Mr. One-Third Owner?
Most definitely so. And this kid, Dylan Devine, he's going to be a force to reckon with.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even touched on the return after a very long hiatus, Christopher Rysik.
That's true. You know, I was just going to mention. The coming back of Christopher Rysik. That's, you know, good seeing him back. You know, this is definitely the year of it was definitely rebranding going on. So, there was no disappointment in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, caught me a bit off guard. I emailed, gave my apologies, and he accepted. He caught me off guard.
That's all right.
You did catch what happened, didn't you?
No, I was in the back, actually.
Tearing eyes could not stop laughing. And he was at the mic. And I still could not stop laughing. And I turned away from the mic while he was still talking, and I still could not stop laughing. And then my youngest one made a comment and could not stop laughing. And then QT and I started laughing, and then we still could not stop laughing. So I felt wonderfully delighted that I came home without feeling the disaster of a wrestler. And that's how that story went.
Wow. Well, you know, that's okay. Things like that happen.
Yes.
You know, a match I'm looking forward to for next month that has been announced is El Sonico versus Riley. I'm looking forward to saying goodbye to that man. Because Sonico's going to win. I can see it.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if he gets beat, unmasked, and it's Sam Sims under there?
I'm going to tell you, whoever goes, it's not going to be without one big stomping fight. Sonico has never been an easy, cheat, _lay-down type of guy. And it was breathtaking to hear what was said because he's never been easy for any of the guys.
That's true. You know, but pure dominance is one scary tactic to have to go against. And while I have total faith in Peter and El Sonico, he's not going to be going against Riley purely one-on-one. It's
he's going to be on his own.
He's going to be on his own against his opponent, Riley, Mean Mark, DeMarcus James, who has apparently joined the group.
Yeah.
And who knows who else they're going to add to this group. I mean, pure dominance is growing, I mean, oddly enough. They've almost tripled in the last month and a half. I don't know. I don't know where they're getting all these guys. I don't know what. I don't know how they're getting all these people that can come to the dark side, but it's happening.
I hear they have a really good pension plan.
Have you been added to this group?
No, I just hear things.
Hmm.
I hear they also have a pretty decent dental plan.
Hmm. Yes, well, sometimes evil does pay. But only by a little. And not for long. So. Wow. But, I'm looking forward to seeing what else gets planned for the next two shows at the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it.
You and I both.
But I've never worked a show in Washington State on Fridays. On a Friday. So this will be a fun way to spend Friday.
Wow.
Have you ever worked like a Tuesday morning?
No, actually I have not.
Very interesting.
Why? Are you thinking of scheduling a show for a Tuesday morning?
Why not?
That's a good point.
What are people going to do? Watch, like, reruns of Happy Days or something?
I don't know.
We'll see. Give them a viable option.
That's true. Well, then, you know, they start their day with a little SCW wrestling and they end their day with a little bit of the lounge.
There you go.
Sounds like a good Tuesday to me. But, wow. So, any more new faces you plan on bringing in there, Sangha?
We're always looking to add new faces.
Hmm.
We tried to add Stompin' Steve's, but, you know, he was too afraid.
Steve was not afraid.
Did he accept our challenge? No.
He's
a little bit afraid there.
I was lined up.
Well, I don't think it's fear. But, you know, you never know. It is quite the distance. Between here and
Bob Hardy offered to cover his trans. He still wouldn't take it.
Still say he's got his whole life laid out ahead. There's not a whole lot more can be done.
Steve, you know what the quickest way to drop Stompin' Steve down to his knees is?
No, what is the quicker play?
Kick Lila Lodge's purse.
Huh.
And I still say my sources are impeccable. He had an 11-minute post-match hug with Fast Eddie.
Mm-hmm. We're still on this.
Just reinforcing.
Well, you know, I want to remind everybody that the AAWF is redoing their vote, their poll for the 2012, best of 2012. The link has been posted on my profile at, you know, Facebook.com/NatureGirl25. Twice now, Native Assassin just shared it to me. I posted it earlier, so it's right there. And Native Assassin is up for one of the categories, which is quite the honor. But, you know, an even bigger honor would be if he won. So please go on there and vote. You know, we've got Chief Atticula Coolas up for a couple of awards. Our own, well, not really, you know, our North America, the North American, AIWF North American champion is up for most hated. So please go on and vote.
Am I up for anything?
Not that I saw a sign there.
Bollocks. Complete bollocks. I should be in every category except for Women of the Year.
You would take it if you could.
Well, yeah.
Well, and I think even Miss Casey Carlisle is up for Women of the Year.
She should be.
Actually.
She dominated the AIWF.
That's true.
Broads be ducking her for title matches like it was something to do.
That's true. She had quite the amount of title. You know, by the, for a while there. She's, seems to be taking over the entire wrestling world.
Indeed. And the future of this program rests in her hands. She decides the fate of QT's musical choice, apparently.
Yes, she does. Well, you know, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting event in a couple weeks.
I bet it'll draw more than the Rock concert did on Raw last night.
That's quite possible. But that Rock concert was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. I know most didn't, but I did.
Wow. And hopefully Sam Sims will sing back up.
Hopefully. But, I doubt it. Doesn't
you never
seem
know.
Like his, doesn't seem like his thing. But, you never know.
Now, has there been an update? Have you got the devastatingly handsome one on board?
No, not yet. I am running the show.
Multitasking.
I am hosting the show, and I would prefer to try to not try to write out in time now before the entire email while I'm trying to talk at the same time.
All right. You could always call him live on the lounge.
I can't do that with my phone.
Yeah, that's too bad. That would have been great.
I know. Everybody misses photo phone bomb. But I can't do that with my phone. So, phone bomb will not be coming back onto the lounge.
Now, whom exactly would you phone bomb your first four phone bombs if you had the ability?
Well, I could, if I had the capability, phone bomb devastatingly handsome Dash Venture. See, I don't have that many interesting people on my phone. I'm like the last host of the lounge, but I could phone bomb devastatingly handsome Dash Venture. I could phone bomb Milo Lodge. I could phone bomb Native Assassin, who is definitely the most interesting person on my phone. I could phone bomb Pope Frog.
I would pay to hear that.
Or, well, as he's now known as Fonsus, once known as Ogre, but Ogre is apparently no more.
Now, I have a question for you. Now, answer me this. Ogre, going
yes.
back to his roots, he's a Frenchman now, am I correct?
Apparently.
Why was a Frenchman carrying a German flag for a Nazi German wrestler?
See, that's what confuses me. I don't understand how these two are supposedly allies. It makes no sense to me. But, you know, that's just me.
French, not a fan
sense.
Of the Nazis. Not in the least.
Definitely not a fan of the Nazis. If I remember my history correctly. And I believe I do. But you would have to ask him.
And also, hasn't Germany and the United States been allies for the past, like, 70 years?
Possibly.
Yeah, more like 60, I guess, but still.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's something you would have to ask him. But that is something to question. Of course, yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit confusing. But I guess Vaughn has had something, had a reason to give Francis his, And a reason to convince him to come to his side. Must have been. Not that I would know what their dealings are, but there must have been a good reason, supposedly.
Indeed.
Wow.
So we got a few minutes left. You want to wrap this thing up nice and neat?
I do. Well, you know, SCW and EQ are not running this weekend, so I have the weekend off. But I know that the AIWF is having their big anniversary show this weekend, and the North American champions going against the world champion Chief Adekola Kula. And, you know, in all honesty, yes, SCW has politely broken from the AAWF, and I work for SCW, and you're a one-third owner. You know, we still very much support AAWF on the lounge. And I also work for EQ, and they are staying with the AAWF. And, you know, and there are no hard feelings, no bad feelings. And so the AAWF will be continued to discuss on the lounge. And so please, affiliates, keep calling in. And, you know, to discuss what you guys are doing. And, you know, we love the AAWF and would love to have any affiliate on. And I wish Chief Adekola Kula luck this weekend in his match against Debashi. I know Debashi well enough to know he will play dirty. But it should be quite the match. And I wish I could be there to see it. Why don't we grab some music, fine guy?
All right.
Next week we will have the WCWO champion, and the week after we have one Miss Casey Carlisle. So please keep coming into the lounge and hanging out on Tuesday night.
I'll see you then.
All right, Carrie, thank you for calling in, and thank you, Mr. Rossi, and everyone from the from the RWA that came in. They called onto the lounge. We love having you guys on. All right, Nesky, thanks for being my producer as always. Thank you, QT, for calling in. I'm out. You know, once the song is over, we're gone.